Okay, well, with that, let's go ahead and go to the top of the list, KC8YVF, with Rick DeFowl. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Hope everybody had a good week and good weekend. I had a very nice weekend. Yesterday, did some things around the house and that. I had to run a couple of errands. I had to go up to Bay City to motorcycle shop up there and pick up oil for one of my motorcycles. It's getting that time of year where I change oil and filter on the bikes in the fall before a storm for the winter. And then the other one, I get just the oil from over at Meijer's, so I got to stop by and get that. Oil filters I buy in kind of in bulk. I've got enough for about 3 or 4 years of each one of them. I buy a bunch of them so I don't have to keep ordering each year. So I'm good on that, so did that. And then last night we went out for my birthday out to Panda House for dinner. Very nice dinner. They've got, if you've been there before, they've got the piano player there on, I know on Saturdays. I'm not sure if they're also there on other days, but on Saturdays I know they're there. So very nice atmosphere, very nice dinner. Enjoyed the evening. Today was another back to work day, mowed lawn, cleaned up outside, cleaned a lot of things out of the garden, picked a lot of things. Most of the things that were left in the garden have already been picked now. Still got some work to do out there, but worked on that and been working in between, putting things on the 3D printer. I'm working on a project, that long-term project here. I've got the main part of it printed. That was about 75 hours total to print all of those pieces, so I got a big box of pieces. And now I'm into the next step of it, which is another about 20 hours of printing, so working on that part of it. So altogether, it's somewhere around 80 or 90 hours worth of printing, and then the task of assembling not only the 3D pieces, but all of the electronics, all the servo motors and all the control boards and all the wiring and everything else. So a lot of things. It should be a fun project. Hopefully everything fits and works out okay. Little bit of news. I don't know if you heard, but we have some kind of turmoil going on at 911. Chris, who has been our 911 director for the last couple of years, resigned a few days ago. So it's now come down to the 911 control board. I guess the president of that has now assumed responsibility for a temporary basis. Why they look for a new 911 director. So I guess they're having a lot of staffing problems down there. So what I heard on the news just yesterday on it is they've now contracted with a company from Colorado, Littleton, Colorado, to do dispatch for Saginaw County. So the way it sounds is they're going to send dispatchers to Saginaw County to work our 911. And like they said, they're not familiar with the area. They don't know anything about Saginaw. And in some cases, they said they even have people work from their homes to do dispatch. So that would be extremely difficult to know, you know, our area, how things work and everything else. So it's not a good time down at 911. I've got to talk to Mark and find out who our contact for ham radio will be to get access to the building and to talk to the new person who has assumed temporary ownership of of that department, I guess, at the moment. Stay tuned. I've got to do some sorting out here and see what's going on and how do we fit in here. So hopefully we get somebody again that is pro ham radio and will work with us. So this will be our third 911 or fourth 911 director since I've been EC. So let me break.